This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is not American Idol, but yes, that is Luke Bryan, who's bringing us into another episode of The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, a true American, well, I'm a true blue American, I'm a true blue farmer. I put them together, it's a great combination. Tough times for farmers, and so the idea behind this program and the podcasting suggestions that are edited into our weekly American Family Farmer Show podcast, go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and get the stories. Mostly what the podcasts are about are the solutions, the interviews with people. For example, today we're going to talk in a few minutes to Audra Mulkern, who is a writer and a photographer. She has her own podcast, as a matter of fact. Lives in a farming community. She owns the farmers in her community own a really strong position, and it's a great American story to tell. She started what she calls a female farmer project, the rise of women in agriculture especially. It's a great chronicle, great images, great stories that we will have of women farmers. So that's coming up in a few moments. One of the things that I also like to pass along here, because this program is for the family farmer, family-owned businesses that support agriculture, not the big, huge agri-corporations. This is a program that's not for them at all, unless there are some people in there that are trying to figure out what the opposition is thinking. That's great if you want to do that. But also, as we support the locavores, who are the ones that buy your products, the ones that support you, who want to come to your farm, who want to sometimes work on your farm, along with a mix of stories about how to make farms successful. Sometimes I bring in food and farm news. I thought it was interesting. This is a real, talk about a dramatic vision. Think about this. IKEA is developing the fast food programs for the future. And I wonder how we as farmers are going to adapt to some of this stuff. They've developed what they call Space 10, which is now based in Copenhagen. The kind of food, they're developing food to sell in their stores, in the IKEA stores. And a lot of people are wondering, what in the heck, IKEA and food? You wouldn't put them together necessarily. They disclosed that they're looking into creating a chain of standalone cafes that will, you know, because they sell food. You can go and get, I guess, great meatballs and stuff. I've heard that a lot. Go in there. Have you, Kara, ever eaten in an IKEA? Did you ever go in there? I guess I went into an IKEA once, and it smelled, you could hear, I thought I was going into a food store when I walked through.
Yeah, well, you walk in the steps, and then they've got the Swedish meatballs and everything right to your left when you walk in.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, they've done a lot of customer research. They decided that 30% of the customers come into the stores just to smell and to eat. So they've got a new menu. They have called it, the Space 10 restaurant is introducing Tomorrow's Meatball, which is, uses sort of ingredients like insects and algae. Yeah. And lab grown meat, that kind of stuff. There's a dogless hot dog made with dried and glazed baby carrots, beets, and ketchup. And they've sprinkled some turmeric on it as well, with onions and cucumber, and it's all together in what they call the dogless hot dog. So that certainly is something. And that, all those ingredients come from local farms, and all organic. And they put it on a vivid green bun. And the bun isn't bread. It's made with a, sort of a pesto sauce with algae, has beta carotene, chlorophyll, wheatgrass, that kind of stuff. It's called the bug burger. And it's you put the meatball in between the bug burger, and there you go, ladies and gentlemen. How's that sound? Pretty yummy? The bug burger, topped with relish. And let's see here, a new ketchup made from black currants, like black currant jelly. Hydroponic salad mix is with it. That's what they put instead of lettuce and tomato. Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. Give me some of the beets, the carrots, and the parsnips there, along with the hydroponic salad mix. So that's what they're going to be doing in IKEA. Then they have a new microgreen ice cream that fills out the lineup, made from cilantro and basil, or basil. Some people call it basil, basil. Mints there as well. So you put all these flavors together, and you have quite a delightful mix. So I'm told by people who have eaten it and taste-tested it. So we can go to IKEA pretty soon and see. But one of the things that I find interesting or intriguing about this is that they have a new furniture line which you can use to sort of make your own. It's like a garden. It's a garden, an insignia garden variety of furniture that you put on the roof of your house, or an apartment or something like that, to grow food. It's something that is new. These people are very imaginative, and they do a lot of this stuff over in Scandinavia, so it's already proven out before it comes here. But look for that to be a food source of the future, an idea that we all are looking at. And people do it on their own, or I could see making a business. I could see setting. I got a couple of flat roofs on a couple of barns on my farm. I could see setting up something like this and doing it. It would be really a draw. I think people would be excited to come see it. All right, so that's the story from IKEA. In a moment, we focus on female farmers. Say that 100 times. 13 past on the American Family Farmer.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
no more fights!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
15 past the hour. This is this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Audra Mulkern from the FemaleFarmProject.org. And I think we start by complimenting you, Audra, on the fabulous websites, both of them, FemaleFarmProject.org, and also your own personal one, Audra, AudraMulkern.com. A lot of followers are chasing information from you on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, which is appropriate. So let's talk about the face of farming in your community. Where are you from?
Good morning. Yeah, I live just outside of Seattle in a small farming community, like you mentioned, called Duval, Washington. So the Snoqualmie Valley.
And you grow up a farm kid, or did you come to it
as an adult? I did not. Oh. I grew up all over the West Coast, mostly in Los Angeles, moved to Seattle in the early 90s, and, kind of moved up with that big tech push when Microsoft was just introducing Windows, and they were doing a lot of hiring, and worked at Microsoft for a number of years. Left in 99 when I had my first daughter. And that was sort of the beginning of becoming a cook and seeking out the food that I saw growing in my community but had no way to access it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the beginning of the journey in 99.
The knowledge you have of web building a website and things that you must have learned when you were working in the tech sector certainly shows in your presentation, your web and pictures and that sort of thing. But I wonder how much in your own personal circumstances now as the Female Farmer Project grows, how much technology, how much of a role does technology play in what you're doing? And maybe we spread that idea or we ask the question, how much does technology or could technology be a part of farming, and I'm talking about the family farming, the smaller farming, going forward. Do we lose it? What happened to the connection, Kara? Do we need to pause? Let's pause again. 18 past the hour here.
Loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right. So always I was taught as a broadcaster, whenever something happens you can't control, you just go to something you can control. And that would be a commercial. All right.
So we're dealing with technology.
Isn't it funny, yes, Audra, that my question about technology happened at the moment our technical connection dropped? That's really,
I pulled my phone away from my ear and said, yeah, there you go. That's
right.
I mean, it's really interesting because my life has had the two extremes where I was working on technology that still hasn't seen the light of day. And, you know, I have focused my life's work on the lowest of technology.
What do you mean by that?
Farming being the first sort of, the thing that people have done always. Yeah, the skill, right?
This is first skill.
You know, it seems to me like it's at polar ends, but, you know, they have, from in my world, have merged very nicely.
And what would be an example of that? I want to focus on technology in part here. What's an example of what we're just talking about here?
Well, I worked on teams that were developing technology, and, you know, we really wanted to change people's minds about what could be done on the computer, what could be done on the internet at that time. And I have applied that same philosophy to changing people's minds about what their farmers look like and who is growing their food. Mm-hmm. You know, grabbing that mind share.
And in a sense, grabbing the public's interest in this now, because the younger people are people who have mastered the use of technology. It's a great way to promote the things, never mind use them, use the technology to grow things better, but to promote things better and to get the message out. I think that's
right.
I know a lot of the people that I know who are in this sector who are doing produce. I do dairy. But we're opening up our ice cream store again this year. We're going to use technology and word of mouth from all these social media things to promote the store. Hold on a second. 21 after.
Bro, frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Farming is kind of what we're all about these days. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting this week a focus on the Female Farmer Project and the website _femalefarmerproject.org and the work of Audra Mulkern. We were talking about technology and the role it plays in her, and I think farming in general. Certainly the equipment is getting much more technological, and I don't like it, frankly, because it's a... not only difficult to understand, but it's difficult to fix. And it's changed the world that I don't imbibe because I like old red tractors, Audra. So I'm not interested in having anything that's new around for a couple of different reasons, but that's one of them.
We are now about three, most Americans about three generations away from the farm.
Yep.
There's that chasm with the generation. There's also the chasm geographically. We have moved urban centers away from growing centers, so now a lot of the farming occurs out of the sight of public, and using technology to bridge that gap is really important.
Yep. I agree with you 100%. I think that there are a lot of things that are going on now that we just lost touch with because I can use my own farm as an example. I own a farm called Eastley Farm, which is in suburban Framingham, 26 miles due west of Boston. I'm the only, I was milking cows, they're the only dairy farm within 40 miles in any direction. And there are two produce people in town, and that's it. We're trying desperately to save the land and save the farms, and the amount of stupidity on the part of local government is just amazing. But the public is very supportive. The two don't seem to be able to meet on common ground. But in terms of how people learn, I can tell you that I use my barn as a teaching tool. Bring the kids in, show them what it's like, where the milk comes from, literally, not to be afraid of the animals. I bring them into the barn, and they stand and they can feed the cows ears of corn and stuff and have fun. And we take them around the back of the cow, and somebody's milking the cow, they take a teat and squirt milk at the kid, that kind of stuff. Teaching them not to be afraid of something just because it's big, and teaching them where it comes from. Milk does not come from the store. But yet that's as simple as it seems to comprehend. That is what you get. They think everything comes from the store. Where does it come from before that? I don't know. You know that as well as I do.
I do. Well, I
also noticed that, you know, it seemed obvious that women farm. They've always been farming.
Yep.
But why did I all of a sudden notice that women are farming? And I had to think about, you know, those biases that I had in my own mind and why they occurred. And then I tackled that.
Mm-hmm. And came to what conclusion? You know, what happened when you realized that?
Well, I decided to do some research. And at the time, the 2012 USDA Census had just come out. And it said that of the 2.1 million farms here in the United States, only 14% were owned and operated by women.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my own community, I'd say that, you know, it's the opposite. Maybe 80% of the farms here are owned by women.
Really?
So I really thought something special was going on here. I thought, well, mm-hmm. you know, I need to figure out why we're different and why we buck those trends and those statistics. So the idea was that I was just going to document the women here in my community. These are my neighbors. These are my girlfriends. We get together for potlucks monthly. And I thought, I'm just going to take pictures of them and really celebrate them here in our community. And almost immediately, it was one of those things like you buy a car and all of a sudden you see that car on the road everywhere. Everywhere I looked, there were women farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, there might be something. I might have stumbled into something that's going on here.
All right, hold that thought because I want to pick it up exactly there. The Female Farmer Project and the book that has been written by Audra Mulkern. Our focus as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
Friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day, and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. My KFC $20 fill-up includes a whole bucket of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, two sides of mashed potatoes and gravy, coleslaw, and four flaky biscuits for just $20. It'll feed four people. And it comes with a free bucket. And every time you use that bucket, you'll be reminded of how delicious that meal was. Now that's value. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra. Extra charge for breast piece and side item substitution may apply. Offer includes 8-piece chicken, 3 large sides, 4 biscuits.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Now 34 after the hour, 26 for the new hour. Good Day presents the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This week our focus is on women in farming with Audra Mulkern, who has an expansive career. She is telling us a story about noticing how many women were in the area where she is that were farming, more and more women getting involved, and I want to put them in the spotlight. She's written a book called Rooted in the Valley, The Art and Color of the... Okay. Here we go. Is it Snoqualmie? Here we go.
Snoqualmie.
Snoqualmie. Okay. Everybody stumbles on that, I'm betting.
Snoqualmie. I bet. Yeah, exactly. Farmers market. Snoqualmie Valley. Right.
Yep. And there's a book out, the photos for which Audra took, the Female Farmer Project, which I'm sure we can find by going to femalefarmerproject.org and Audra Mulkern.
Well, that's in progress. That is in progress, yes.
Got it. All right.
Yeah. So, along with, this documentary project is really about finding different platforms and different ways to tell the stories about what's going on with women in agriculture.
Mm-hmm. And, so in your mind, What is going on in agriculture? I mean, we have this whole focus on organic farming. We have a focus on people who don't come up on farms that are purchasing 4 acres, 5 acres, 10 acres, and somehow making it work. Financing is always a problem. I find some of the banks in agricultural financing don't look upon women and their involvement very well, because the big fat old white guys that sit in the corner office still make decisions based on their own preferences, and we don't want to see no woman working down on the farm, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right. So. I mean, and it's a good thing, you know, that's an interesting point in that, you know, women's voices really are missing from the agricultural conversation. Hmm. You know, it wasn't until 1978 that the USDA census began to track gender. And it wasn't until 2002 that they add that second line to the census for the second operator. So really that means when policy was designed, it didn't take into account women's roles and contributions to the farm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So really, in my mind, the data either wasn't there, or what the data that they did have had a sexist bias. So I think women, you know, have to deal with a little bit of a gender bias when they get loans, even though they statistically have they are a better risk.
Well, women are better organizers, they're better managers, they're better at thinking things through. That's just the way it is, like it or not. That's my experience in the businesses that I've been in over the years. And so in this circumstance, you highlight the rise of women in agriculture, and the jobs aren't just it isn't the powder puff derby on the farm. I'm looking at a picture right now, as a matter of fact, as it happens, of a woman using a chainsaw to fell a tree and cut it up. And, you know, there are so many of these old sexist things. I happen to be somebody who respects and likes women who are strong physically, along with all the other things that have to be. Maybe that's because I'm a farm guy, and I've seen the farm women able to do as much in any circumstance as men. And there's this old sort of sophomoric approach to, well, those women are not able. Of course they're able. I have a friend who runs a farm in Iowa that I've known off and on over the years, and she and her family, you know, with their first, maybe you've heard this story, Audrey, the first introduction I had to her was her telling me that she was born, her father and mother figured out how much help they needed on the farm, and that's how many kids they had. And, you know, so, did you get brought in the world because you were loved? No, I got brought in the world because I was going to be a farmhand. And
right.
You know, she kept up with her brothers very well, frankly. And so I think that's part of the thing we're trying to get rid of. I think the problem here is these myths. Isn't that what you're trying to overcome, the myths about
really?
Women?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I want to resist that typical narrative of, you know, United States agriculture is, you know, white men. Really, you know, the modern day agricultural story means that there's women, there's people of color. It's a diverse community. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't been reflected in media at all.
Nah. The news media is, for all intents and purposes, is dead. You need Facebook, you need Twitter, you need social media. That's where the story is being told now. It's not being told by the news media. The news media has failed miserably, continues to fail miserably. So don't put your, you know, don't put your buck in that bucket. I was looking at the National Future Farmers Convention that took place this past year. Children, and there are kids coming along, Future Farmers of America. I wonder what sort of impact you think you can have there to bring women into the fold, because that's really, you know, you still have to deal with the reality of most of those who will go on the farm or have been on the farm, and young women need to be encouraged, maybe through the FFA as much as anything else. Any luck there, the 4-H, that kind of thing?
Right. Well, I do. I have given talks at the local 4-H clubs. You know, I go in and, you know, I just love the girls there. They, first of all, it's mostly girls. Mm-hmm. And nationwide, FFA is over 50% girls in their leadership roles.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing, you know, a real trend. You know, I saw it first sort of just in my own community, but as I traveled, I saw, you know, the apprentices and interns on the farm were mostly women. They're outnumbering men by far. So there was definitely this movement. And it wasn't until I got an email that from someone who was reading a book to a child that I realized that, you know, we can even go younger and start talking to the little kids about, you know, before they conceive that idea that only men can farm.
You're saying that. I have procured a number of books. My grandson, I have one grandchild, he's 2 years old, and he's fascinated with the tractors, the toys, the books about the farm and the animals, and whether he's an anomaly or not. My daughter and her husband have decided not to expose him to video, and a quick anecdotal story. They went to England over Christmas. And they went to some friends' houses, and they had the television on, and my grandson didn't know what it was. He looked at it, and as little as he can talk at this point, he pointed to it and didn't just want to know what it was. But we have, you know, in a sense, those stories, the old stories and the new stories about farms, the imagination that comes from children, you know, curious about the equipment, curious about the animals, then we need to underscore that instead of all of this damn technology, you know, the games. And I don't mean to sound like an old curmudgeon, because I'm really not. But maybe it's the fact that I've come up on the farm and saw what hard work could do for me. And I think that that's, and it's a great mind expander. I think that's where you come from. You come from this group that is using this opportunity to expand our mind and wrap it around agriculture and food and that whole thing, which is, that's a new approach.
Well, I am your customer. So I will approach this as someone who wants to learn as a consumer, what is it that I need to know and what I want to know and what surprised me. And that is majority of my audience as well, which, you know, is really delightful to have the eaters of the world as interested as me of what's going on. You know, there's a renewed interest in food production. There's suspicion. And you know, farmers need to do their storytelling in order to tell what's going, you know, tell the consumers what's going on at the farm.
Well, they don't want to. They're used to still the old way. The old guys who are my age are used to doing it the old way, and it's like the field of dreams, plant it and they will come. Well, it isn't that easy anymore because there's too much competition for attention in almost every sphere. So you got to tell the story aggressively. And so I think what you, if I'm hearing you correctly, you are engaged in farming, but you're also telling the story of other farmers and enhancing the ability of people to find the product where it is in your area. Is that a good summation of what you're doing?
Well, I don't actually farm.
You don't do any farming?
No, not at all. I garden in my back garden, but you know, I came at this very specifically as a customer. You know, someone who was a CSA member from the late 90s, someone who went to farmers markets. Someone who wanted to know why farmers came to market. Why did they do this work? Why was I meeting women who were leaving these corporate, you know, fast-track careers and becoming farmers? You know, there was just this constant intrigue. And every time I'd pull back a layer, I'd find another one. You know, there was so many women, you know, who were highly educated. I mean, at one point, you know, I kind of laugh at myself because I kept meeting so many PhDs on the farm. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, there's more PhDs here than at the local university. Mm-hmm. So there was something definitely going on, and that intrigued me. And, you know, I wanted to pursue that intellectually. But also, I think a lot of what I do is at the intersection of art and agriculture. You know, even though the pictures are not glossy, they are beautiful. They, you know, tell a story, and that attracts people as well. They want to know. There's a hunger and an appetite for this kind of information. And I work really hard to get that stuff out there. It's all been fully self-funded for the last 4 years.
Has it? All right.
Yes.
Let's pause for a moment. I want to get to a couple of final wraps on this story. Again, I would point you in the direction of Audra Mulkern's work, femalefarmerproject.org and audramulkern.com as we continue. American Family Farmer Time is 45 past the hour.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply, in-store only, and 3/24/18.
I'm Bob Rigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. It's no surprise to hear that law professors do a lot of things other than teach law. They serve as expert witnesses, provide free legal advice, and often write scholarly articles. But they also file lawsuits, too. Lots of them. Until recently, however, no one knew what kind of record law professors have when they set out to practice what they preach, so to speak. Until now. A new study by Who Else, a Law Professor, finds that the lawsuits filed by members of his profession are striking for how often they focus on three things: dissatisfaction with and professional jealousy of their colleagues, disagreements with and distrust of administrators, and a feeling that others are receiving better and undeserved treatment. Let's be fair, you're probably wondering how they fare in all those lawsuits, right? Well, the study found that law professors generally do a poor job of assessing their chances, for they lose much more often than they win. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
All right, we got 47 after the hour, a couple more minutes here with Audra Mulkern. I will tell you that I have found perhaps your counterpart on the East Coast, and I would send you to farmingmagazine.com, Audra, to see the photography of a young fellow. He's in his mid-20s, named Kevin Keenan, K-E-E-N-A-N, who approaches it from a different point of view, but some wonderful photography on the farm, exciting people who are on the farm and not necessarily on the farm about what goes on the farm. Your mission is a little different, but yet I think that we need to get more and more of this stuff up on the on these various social media pages, both pictures and video. So I just send you in that direction because I thought
it was
interesting that you're working on that area. So where is this going to go for you? You've got about a minute left here. Where is all this going to take you?
Well, I launched the podcast, which has had really terrific response to it so far. We've had an episode plus a preview episode, working on a book right now, and working on a coloring book for children.
Oh, good.
It seems like both are interested.
That's good.
Yeah, so really, you know, working on multi-platforms, you know, trying to meet people where they are. You know, the podcast is very easy for someone to listen to while they are milking their goats or in the cab of their combine. So trying to meet people where they are, to get the information to them, to help inspire them, to help empower them to tell their own story. And, I'm just going to continue to storytell and provide that platform for women.
That will help everybody. That sort of thing will help everybody, frankly. This is nothing but good can come out of all of this. And you said it so accurately. What you're doing is talking to me and talking to the people who are using the product, the end user, the locavore, who wants to know where the good farms are, where's the farming that I can go see, and, you know, who can I become friends with who's a farmer. So congratulations to you. The Female Farmer Project, Audra Mulkern, here at 10 minutes for the hour.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you: printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Three past the hour on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is where you find the essence of a lot of our continuing conversations. You like listening to podcasts, or you like listening to audio when you're driving, or maybe you're on your tractor, you're doing things. Help yourself to the information. In a moment, I'm going to go. This is the time in each of our get-togethers where I have my commentary and I have some thoughts on what's going on in the Trade Department. But first, there is some information I would like you to have about something that you might be able to even sell on your farm. You have a retail store. It's called Life Change Tea, a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea early in the morning because I get started like you do at 4 o'clock. And what it does is kind of get the cobwebs out, energy galore, you'll feel great. The Life Change Tea proprietary herbal formula is what makes it work. It's a gentle daily cleansing routine. Get rid of toxins, molds, parasites, bacteria, that sort of thing. Our food that we concentrate so much on this program, you know and I know that it was a lot different 60, 70, 80 years ago. No processing, no pesticides, just great nourishment for the body. But today, that's not the way it is. So if you want to remain true to your agricultural roots, this is a great way to do it. Bring your nutritional value back up again. You're feeling run down, maybe this will get you going. GetTheTea.com is the website. Can't buy this in the store. You have to buy it online. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and there will be no shipping charge. You get it shipped to you without charge. GetTheTea.com gives you more energy. You'll drink it every day. You'll find that you get the message, but you got to try it first to get in. So GetTheTea.com is where you go. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. In a moment, my commentary.
I'm Bob Rigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. It's no surprise to hear that law professors do a lot of things other than teach law. They serve as expert witnesses, provide free legal advice, and often write scholarly articles. But they also file lawsuits, too. Lots of them. Until recently, however, no one knew what kind of record law professors have when they set out to practice what they preach, so to speak. Until now. A new study by, who else, a law professor, finds that the lawsuits filed by members of his profession are striking for how often they focus on three things: dissatisfaction with and professional jealousy of their colleagues, disagreements with and distrust of administrators, and a feeling that others are receiving better and undeserved treatment. Let's be fair, you're probably wondering how they fare in all those lawsuits, right? Well, the study found that law professors generally do a poor job of assessing their chances, for they lose much more often than they win. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
One of my favorite movies is the Cold War classic, The Hunt for Red October. Remember the crazy Ivan submarine stalking the Soviet sub by gliding in its wake, and then the Russian sub commander orders the crew to stop and turn to figure out who's hiding in their blind spot. The American crew then is forced to cut their engines and glide because they don't know which way the other sub is going to turn, and that maneuver was called a crazy Ivan. President Trump seems to be working on his own crazy Ivan in the trade arena. He's made it clear he wants to throw those across the negotiating table off their game, make them unsure of what turn he will take. This is a focus on NAFTA mostly, and there certainly is a need for a change here, and it seems possible that a change will come. The unpredictability, at least the way Trump does things, seems to serve him well, and it does work in the private sector, but one wonders about the public arena. We're not just negotiating with one single player. The tactics are good if it's a one-on-one, but again, this is a trade situation that affects not only us, but a lot of our important trading partners. I don't like NAFTA, never have. I always refer to it on the air as NAFTA Shafta. But there were some good things that came out of it. We've found ourselves reliable trading partners with the Mexicans and the Canadians, and they have, you know, they're buying a lot of ag from us, we're buying a lot of ag from them. The world market is competitive. I find it crazy that we're selling off a lot of our commodities to China and to Asia, and then we go buy stuff from South America. I think that's crazy. But it will be interesting to see where this thing is a long way from being settled. But keep your eye on it, because the commodities market is what will be responsible for what you get paid in large measure. Thoughts from the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.